Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here's what's coming up on today's Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show.
That's what I was going to say. Happy Friday morning, y'all. I need some coffee. We've got a jam-packed show today. Danny Bonaduce, life coach. We've got Make Danny Laugh. We've got another chance for you to win tickets to see Elton John. You know where my beaver's been? You can win tickets to see the Scorpions. And of course, we're going to talk about your Seattle Mariners next.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle and iHeartRadio station. Download the free iHeartRadio app for all your music, radio, and podcasts. The classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
Excuse me, sir. Is that a snake down your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Man got busted at the border for snakes down his pants. Also, a big declaration from President Biden yesterday having to do with cannabis and people behind bars. Huge news. You're going to get those stories and more in the news.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. The Danny Bonaduce and Sarah Morning Show. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Well, U.S. residents who are behind bars on federal marijuana charges will soon have a chance to toke up again because President Biden yesterday announced the pardons of people who have been convicted on weed possession. He said, as I've said before, no one should be in jail for using or just possessing marijuana. So basically, it's been the same as if you had heroin or meth. And he said it's time for these people to be pardoned. So what we don't know yet is how long that's going to take and when that's going to start. But I mean, people behind bars for just having some joints is kind of crazy.
Yeah, there's people doing like 25 years.
Yep. And so that's the first step. Even though it's obviously still federally banned, this will be the first step towards correcting this wrong, so to speak. Well, a New York City man has been charged with smuggling three Burmese pythons down his pants and trying to cross the border. Trouser snakes, there really were. So this dude was accused of bringing in the snakes. They said they were Burmese pythons, which are regulated. They say they're injurious to human beings. Like, we didn't know that. This dude is facing 20 years in prison, fines as high as $250,000.
Well, aren't those what's taking over Florida right now? So
why didn't he just go down to Florida?
Well, that, but I mean, I imagine those things could probably live anywhere.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Yeah, he did not speak out as to his motive. Oh, the video you guys have got to watch is up at KZOK.com. A motorist on 405 captured driving with their vehicle. The tailgate's totally open. No tailgate party going on. And a missing tire. Okay, missing front tire. This woman's just driving down the road. And here's actually some audio of what went on.
Get out of the car. Are you on drugs right now?
No, not at all. My car gave out. I mean, I had somebody help me before, and apparently the brake did not stop.
You know you're driving on three wheels right now? Your wheel's completely out. You just crashed into this gentleman right here.
80 miles on the freeway.
You're on drugs right now. You're on painkillers. There's some, yes, you are.
She maintained nothing was wrong. That driving literally on a rim with not even like the wheel had broken, the tire had blown out or something. She was driving on a rim, tailgates open, and the bad tire was back there. She said nothing wrong. Nothing to see here.
So she took it off and put it in the tailgate and then just went on her way.
Yeah. Yeah. Regular day. News is brought to you by Redwind Casino. Well, coming up, it is Danny Bonaduce, life coach, someone else needing Danny's help. It is Steven in Tacoma, needs some romantic help, having some trouble getting intimacy from his wife, would like some good ideas to rekindle the romance. Danny Bonaducci will take his call.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. Danny Bonaducci is in for Life Coach. He's here to help you out just one question at a time. If you've got a question, he will be here for you. You can always email lifecoach@kzok.com. We're going to put you on now with Stefan in Tacoma.
Hello, Stefan. How are you?
I'm good, man. I've heard you touch on this before, man. I was hoping to get more info on it. I'm also having trouble getting some bedroom time with my wife. Mm-hmm. And was hoping that maybe you had some ideas or romantic gestures that any way that I could reignite the flame.
Okay, I have nothing but stupid romantic ideas. That's how I live. That's how, you know, and I'm serious. People can buy their wives a dozen roses. When Amy and I were first a-courtin', I put out 100 single roses. 100. She had some friends in from Norway or wherever they make Vaz water, and they were out, and I bought a half a case of Vaz water, and I set it up against her door in the middle of the night, so they immediately think I'm a lunatic. But I'm romantic. What do you have in mind for rekindling the romance?
Just anything that, you know, just might get her into the mood, because she's kind of an introvert and all that kind of stuff. And what we do is wonderful when we do it, but it's kind of monotonous and it's kind of the same thing every time. And when I try to do something, it kind of comes across like I'm being silly and she doesn't take it seriously. So I'm just trying to find something that she might enjoy.
I think I'll tell you what right now that maybe you don't know. She does take it seriously. She takes it incredibly seriously. What she really is thinking, I'm not enough. What can I do to be enough? What can I do to not have all these silly little things brought into our marriage? And that's the thing you got to protect against, because believe me, no matter what you say and do, if the outcome is getting more spark in your relationship, all she's going to hear is there's no spark now. That's not good and it's not wise. How long has this been going on?
Well, we've been married for 14 years and yeah, it's probably been going on about 2.5, 3.
One of my favorite things, George Harrison said it in a record. I think it's in the Bible somewhere. I don't know. But it is this. This too shall pass. You're young, healthy people. Whatever it is you're doing today will not be doing what you're doing in November. Things move fast. So here's the thing. Hold on for the ride. If you give this 6 months, and it doesn't sound like you're in a bad marriage even the way it is. If you give this 6 months, she's going to miss you and the attempts, and she's going to come a-running to do this for you, and that is what you want. And here's the trick to doing it, my friends, the trick to many, many things. Pay attention to the life coach here. Make sure she believes that was her idea. Look what Stefan is doing for me today. Man, that worked so hard, that guy, to make me love him and excite him. Her idea, do new stuff, and then hold on, my friend. You're young, and things will be all sorts of different early next year. Thank you for calling the life coach.
That was awesome. Thanks for the angle, dude.
Thanks, man.
That was Danny Bonaducci, Life Coach. You can always reach him. The email is lifecoach@kzok.com.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Time for our social media question of the day. With your Seattle Mariners making their triumphant return to the playoffs tonight, what is your favorite postseason memory? Ooh, there are a lot of them, and we want to hear what you guys have to say. We would love to hear your voice. Use your voice by leaving a message on the TalkBack feature on the free iHeartRadio app. And, of course, the social media questions, so you can answer on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. What is your favorite postseason memory? Share now.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Up next is your chance to win tickets to this weekend's Oktoberfest Northwest. Also, we've got breaking news about how you can see Dead & Co. on their final tour ever. And of course, we're going to talk about today's big Mariners game next in sports.
102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Huge news for fans of the Grateful Dead. Dead & Company had earlier a couple of weeks ago, said that they are wrapping it up. They are not going to tour anymore. They are going to retire with one final tour. And those dates have just been announced. And yes, you will be able to see them at the Gorge July 7th and 8th. Final shows for Dead & Company July 7th and 8th at the Gorge. Yay.
Wow, that's going to be a cloudy day over the Gorge.
Oh, man, it's going to be so epic. And I get it. It's going to be an epic day. And the last chance for people to see a piece of history. Well, Korn frontman Jonathan Davis is launching a new pet brand cleverly titled Freak on a Leash. He says these premium products are paying homage to horror and rock music, and it's going to be all different types of pet products. He says will set your pet apart from the pack. Took him a while, but Freak on a Leash, pretty clever. All right, let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA.
1-800-DUIOA.
Today is the day we have been waiting for, the Mariners postseason. Game is scheduled for 1:07. You can watch on ESPN. Luis Castillo will be getting the start. Remember, there are still tickets available if you want to watch with a whole lot of other Mariners fans at T-Mobile Park. You can get those tickets for $10. Well, last night, Thursday Night Football, you'd think, oh, a game that goes into overtime is so exciting. Not the case last night. In fact, Denver fans booed their own team as neither team scored a touchdown. So here's Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit with a pretty good example in the lack of action.
6 field goals. 9-9.
There's no way you've called a 9-9 game.
Ick.
They're leaving. The Broncos fans are bailing.
They've had enough.
It's 9-9. They're like, the heck with it. I'm out.
Sometimes you just got to beat the traffic.
They were booing Russell Wilson and the team. Russell Wilson was about to win the game, threw an interception. It was one of the worst football games I've ever seen. Yet kind of exciting at the end because it did in a way go to overtime, but you were wondering, could it be that they're not going to score any touchdowns? And the answer was yes.
Who better though to break down the game than Richard Sherman at the end, right after Russell Wilson does what?
Throws an interception
in the end zone from the one.
All too familiar. Thank gosh it's for a different team. Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA. Well, hang on to your Lederhosen. Oktoberfest Northwest is this weekend. It is the best celebration of Bavaria outside of Munich. If you would like to win a pair of tickets, call right now. Caller 9.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
Well, we have got your chance to win tickets to see the Scorpions. If you can tell us, where has Sarah's Beaver been? You still have time to go to KZOK.com, check out this week's Beaver Shots, and then be here at 7:15 for your chance to win. Well, a local government organization is looking to help residents stop littering. You will not believe the stats on how many people are littering. This is just shocking. You're going to be blown away. Danny and I are going to give you the details next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
The Washington State Department of Ecology is launching a new campaign aimed at convincing residents here to stop littering. Believe it or not, research shows only 75% of Washingtonians say they never litter.
I never litter. Like throwing stuff out the window. I haven't littered since I quit smoking.
Oh, that was a bad one to litter.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. But I'm surprised. Like, what are the other 25% of people doing? Like, even if we take cigarette butts out of the equation, because I don't think it's 25% of people that are smokers.
Okay.
Maybe. I mean, what are you throwing out the window?
McDonald's bags.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
That is not cool, man. It's such a beautiful state.
Campaign is called Simple As That. So you're going to start seeing new ads that will encourage drivers to have dedicated trash bags to, like, in your car so that you're not just throwing that junk out the window.
Yeah, they even sell this thing that goes over your transmission hump, I guess, in your car, and it can hold a trash bag. I think that's a great idea.
So they say Washington spends over $9 million a year collecting garbage from roadsides.
Oh, I'll do it for less than that.
Those of you looking to relocate in retirement obviously have a lot of things to consider, like affordability, healthcare, activities.
Those of us in this room that are 63, me, I'm looking into that stuff almost every day if it comes up on an app or something.
Well, if you're wondering where to retire in America, survey says the number one place is Charleston, South Carolina.
Really? Do they give any reasons for that?
So this is taking a look at quality of life, activities, healthcare, and affordability.
All right, and that's Charleston?
Charleston, which I've never been to. I've been dying to go to, but you got to time it perfectly because in the summer it's too hot. In the winter, it doesn't have all the pretty flowers.
I do not love those kind of places.
Well, I mean, it's probably not going to surprise you that most of the places on the list are warm. At number two, Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Did not know that.
I have heard that Cincinnati has like beautiful museums and all sorts of different activities.
Yeah, but they're in Cincinnati.
This is true. Miami, Fort Lauderdale, San Francisco. Who can afford that?
No way.
Scottsdale, Arizona, Wilmington, Delaware, Tampa, Florida, and rounding out the top 10 is Salt Lake City.
I'd never guess that one.
Ooh.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, at the bottom of the barrel, Vancouver, Washington.
And by the bottom of the barrel, you mean the worst places?
Worst places to retire. Right. Let's see, what was after Vancouver? Detroit, Stockton, Rancho Cucamonga, California.
I didn't even know it was a real place. I knew it existed in California, but I thought it was like a punchline.
San Bernardino, Newark, New Jersey, and Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I would not have guessed any of those places.
A lot of crime.
Yep. Yeah.
And let's see. This is a pretty cute story. A couple in Canada decided to host a wedding in an unconventional location.
All right.
Cinnabon at the mall.
And they got married at Cinnabon?
Yes.
I was just talking about that the other day.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. So they, what?
You were talking about getting married at Cinnabon?
No, I wondered what you said, going to swear to God. No, I was talking about, do they still exist? Because I loved them in the mall.
You know, there's one, it's funny that Salt Lake just came up, but I used to go to Salt Lake City all the time to go skiing. Mm-hmm. And there's one at the mall, at the airport there. And it's like kind of mean because as soon as you smell it, you're hungry, you want it. You know, it may not be good for you, but you just want it so bad.
Last time I was there, I got a Cinnabon. And then I paid $1 extra for more frosting.
Yum. Ooh.
Yum, yum, yum.
Well, this was cute. They got married there. They used the mall's photo booth as a wedding photographer.
Very funny. I approve of these guys.
For the wedding cake, they fed each other a Cinnabon. And then they purchased a second one that they're going to freeze to have at their anniversary.
Okay, this is all adorable. Normally, I hate people that do cute things, but I approve.
There is a video that you've got to see. Waldo's posting it at KZOK.com. Absolutely adorable / terrifying.
Okay.
A bear crashed a 2-year-old's birthday party in Connecticut and was filmed feasting on the cupcakes while the partygoers fled inside.
Okay, I hate to say this, but hysterical.
So here's a little bit of the parents. Oh. They're the ones who shot the video, and here's what it sounded like.
Oh, my God. A big bear. He looks
kind of
old.
Let's get everybody in the house.
Yeah. He looks kind of old.
So the bear, there's like a huge table, right? When you go to a party, huge table full of all sorts of snacks and cupcakes.
Balloons and stuff.
Right. What does the bear do? Beeline for the cupcakes.
It's kind of funny. And they didn't seem scared. And it's a better story than just she had a 2-year-old party.
Yeah. KZOK.com to check it out. It's super cute.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
But I gotta set this scene for you. Giant sea lion looking to escape killer whales because they're gonna eat him. I mean, they've got killer right there in the name. But the sea lion then almost capsizes a boat. Are you interested in this story yet? I think you are. I know I am. Going to share you this crazy exchange.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The classic rock station. 102.5 KZOK.
California sea lions. We get them here. They're just named California sea lions.
Right.
If you've ever seen them, you know, they're all up and down the Puget Sound. You can see them in Elliott Bay. They're massive.
They're huge.
A male sea lion. Did you hurt yourself with that?
Yes, I actually did.
A male sea lion weighs between 600 and 900 pounds.
That's a big sea lion.
And a pair of boaters off the coast of British Columbia received quite a shock when their small fishing boat was nearly capsized by one of those sea lions fleeing killer whales trying to eat them.
Oh, one of those huge, you know, the way I interpreted it was some fat guy was drunk and trying to dunk their boat, but it actually turned out to be a drunk sea lion.
It was a massive sea lion. They say it looked to be about 700 to 800 pounds.
Jeez.
So there's orca activity, and so they cut the boat engine, and that's when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this gigantic sea lion tries to jump onto the boat to get away from being lunch.
Sure. Makes sense to me.
And a bunch of people were around taking video of the orcas and captured this whole thing, which you can now see at KZOK.com. Thankfully, the boat was not capsized. They were able to kind of get away. The sea lion then followed them and nobody got et.
Oh, you know, it's a thing with sea lions. I didn't know it was everywhere. But when you go to Cabo San Lucas and your boat is coming in from being out in the ocean, oftentimes sea lions just jump on the back and get a ride in. The first time I saw it, I thought, what is happening? And then I know, oh, I'm seeing it all the time. It's a thing that the sea lions do.
I mean, you can see them over by Alki. You can see them like in the port over by West Seattle. And sometimes they'll get up on a buoy or they'll get up on a boat and they'll sun and relax.
Right.
This was a small fishing boat meant for four people.
And that, I got to tell you, the sea lion sounds like it was four people.
A dead sea scroll, estimated to be almost 3,000 years old, is one of just three papyri. That's plural for papyrus.
Yep. And I just want you to know, you fully have my attention. I'm interested in all things dead sea scrolls.
Well, I mean, it's pretty fascinating. There was one that was missing and assumed to be lost forever.
Right.
Only a researcher spotted a fragment of it in a photo while working on an unfinished book of a scholar of ancient Hebrew script.
Oh, man, this is getting really interesting.
Professor Shmuel Ahituv tracked it down to Montana. The owner says, oh, yeah, Mom was gifted this when she visited Jerusalem back in the 60s, brought it home, framed it, and hung it on her wall, did not know it was a part of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
What'd she think it was part of?
Just an important piece of history that somebody had gifted her.
Alrighty, there's one right now. I think it's the brass or tin scroll that somebody had pounded into an alloy of some kind. Man, they're just so interesting, but I don't know that you can take them home.
Well, yeah, and imagine you grow up. I mean, I don't know about you, Danny. My parents did not change the artwork out. You know, when you're a kid, whatever's on the wall has always been up there. No idea that they had a part of the Dead Sea Scrolls on their wall.
That's really weird. So you moved into places that had stuff already on the wall?
Growing up, my parents did not change the artwork often. My dad still lives in the house I grew up in.
Oh, wow, that's super interesting.
So if
I've lived 100 different houses.
Growing up, you did.
Growing up, I moved only... Yeah, no, I moved a lot. I just meant in life in general. I must have moved 40 times already.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I've moved a ton. But growing up, most parents buy a house and they stay there to raise kids.
Totally.
And so maybe you just wouldn't know. It makes you like want to look. You hear the story about like some old nanny who has a piece of Picasso hanging up in her kitchen and no one ever knew.
Did you say a nanny?
Yes.
What's a nanny?
Grandma.
Grandma?
A grandma.
You sure you're speaking English today?
What do you call grandmothers?
Grandma?
Yeah, nanny.
What are you saying, grandma?
Grandma.
That's what I thought too. I thought you were saying grandma. I thought you was having a seizure.
Yeah, nanny's just another term for grandma or grandmother.
That's grandma. And sometimes Grammy, but I would never call. I think my kids used to call my mom Grammy.
I'm trying to remember. Jelly Bean calls her grandfather something that's, what is it? It sounds like a body part, but it's not.
Wiener? She calls Grandma Wiener?
Paul's going to kill me. I can't remember what it is. Oh, I just remembered it. Doodah.
Yeah, okay. All of this makes perfect sense to me.
She calls Grandpa Doodah, which is what some people might use as a euphemism for body parts.
Okay, they might. I don't. Waldo, do you call your thing hoo-ha?
Hoo-ha, but not doodah.
Not doodah. All the doodah day. That's when I say doodah.
Well, now you're talking to Paul's dad.
We're going to all the doodah day. That's a song, I'm telling you.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, do you know where Sarah's beaver has been this week? Little Wiley Beaver goes someplace new each week. We post those pictures to KZOK.com. If you know, right now is the time to call 800-252-1025. You can tell us, where has Sarah's beaver been? The prize, tickets to see the Scorpions at the Tacoma Dome next Saturday night. Call right now, 800-252-1025. can tell us where Sarah's Beaver has been, you've got a chance to win from 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
Nice beaver. Where has Sarah's Beaver been?
So I'm not going to rush up there with open arms. I don't want to mess around with an angry beaver.
If you can tell us, call now.
What the hell is that? It's a beaver.
1-800-252-1025 and win.
I will take that beaver back to camp, sit it by the firelight, buy it flowers, romance it, and I'll have that beaver eaten before you can say 20.
Hello, Sarah. Can you give me a clue? I'll find the beaver, and I'll be cowboy.
Where's Sarah's beaver? I gotta know. Where's Sarah's beaver? I gotta know. Where's Sarah's beaver? I wanna win on that show.
Of course you wanna win, because it's a super fun prize. We have got tickets to see the Scorpions next Saturday night at the Tacoma Dome. So if you know where she's been, you've got a chance to win the tickets, but man, she goes someplace new each week. Let's see if Charity and Burien knows. Where has Sarah's Beaver been?
Hello.
Hi, Charity. How are you?
Yeah. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You've been looking at pictures of the beaver?
I have. And may I say, it's a mighty fine beaver. Nice. You can tell it's well taken care of. Very clean. It's a great beaver.
Well, thank you, Charity. I will pass along your kind words. Well, where was she looking good this week?
She was looking good at the fisherman's terminal.
That is correct. Yes, she was out on the pier checking out the fishermen and hoping for some scraps. Charity, congratulations, girl. You are correct. You are going to see the Scorpions from 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
102.5 KZOK. Still to come on the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
You're 4 minutes away from the big news of the day. We're going to talk about the Mariners. We're going to talk about King Charles, who has hired someone to wake him up each morning in a very special and wild way. In fact, this might be like the most pompous thing ever. And changes in store to this year's World Cup. Get the details next in the big news of the day on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, 102.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. Danny Bonaducci and the big news of the day.
All right, it's the big news of the day, and it's brought to you by Goldberg Jones Divorce Revenge. Give them a call at 1-800-DIVORCE, or you can go online at goldbergjones.com.
Well, today is the day we have been waiting for, a huge sports day. We've got baseball playoffs getting underway at 9:07 this morning on ESPN. Of course, the game that matters the most is the one at 1:07, Mariners, Blue Jays. You guys can watch on ESPN or join fellow Mariners watching at T-Mobile Park. $10 and everything will be open and you can sit where you choose.
That watch party is going to be so cool.
I think it's going to be packed and super fun. Well, King Charles has hired someone to wake him up in a very special way each morning. Get your mind out of the gutter. He's hired a piper to play bagpipes outside of his window at 9 a.m. every morning.
Does a piper do anything else?
He wishes. Yeah, apparently, you know, having an iPhone alarm or regular cell phone alarm just isn't enough for King Charles. So yeah, bagpiper will be outside playing for him to wake up. Is that the most pompous thing ever?
A little bit. I think it depends on what song they're playing.
Well, it would be awesome if it was Korn, but I don't think it is, because Korn has a couple of songs with bagpipes in them. I'm guessing it's going to be more traditional.
Oh.
Texas mother is warning parents not to let their children watch Hocus Pocus 2 because it will unleash evil spells. She also says it could potentially open the gates of hell inside of their home. She says that she wants to sound the alarm on this new Hocus Pocus movie to protect children everywhere. Hocus Pocus 2 is like the best movie on Disney Plus that they've ever released. And if you're on social media, like we all are, you've noticed everybody posting about it when it was released last weekend. Everybody watching it. And it's funny, I'm not actually seeing the gates of hell inside these people's homes.
I still can't believe you and Danny have... I can believe you haven't seen it, but I can't believe Danny hasn't seen it.
Oh, he's watching it right now.
Oh, that makes sense.
Some changes to the World Cup. Landon Donovan will be there once again with Clint Dempsey.
Huh? What?
They did not build the time machine. Nope, they are part of the broadcast crew. And they did make some changes as to what is being broadcast when and where. The World Cup opener between Qatar and Ecuador will be on FS1 November 20th at 8 a.m. Fox Network says the NFL kickoff pregame show will be ahead of the pregame will be all of that regular on Fox. And those games will start at 1 o'clock, but we will see Landon Donovan back again hanging out with Clint Dempsey for the World Cup. Big news of the day is brought to you by Goldberg Jones, Divorce for Men, 1-800-DIVORCE, or online, goldbergjones.com. Well, you know, a lot of people who are in school have similar dreams. A lot of them study abroad is the big dream that they've got. Not everyone's got the grades or like the money to do it. But for our purposes, if money doesn't count, where would your 18-year-old self pick to study and live? You could choose anywhere. Where are you picking? We'll talk to you guys and take your calls live next on KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.